So now we go back to November 10th, 1937. I think before we were born. When Mother Irene showed me the booklet with the chaplet, the litany, and the novena, I asked her to tell me, look it over. As I was glancing through it, Jesus gave me in theory, already there are many souls who have been drawn to my love by this image. My mercy acts in souls through this work. That is my divine mercy. I learned that many souls had experienced God's grace. I learned that Mother Superior would have quite a heavy cross to bear, together with physical suffering, but that it would not last long. So any grace, somebody have to pay for it. Especially the Superior get to pay for. That's why our late Pope John Paul II, he suffered so much. Because he worked so much for Jesus, for Heavenly Mother. That's why he suffered a lot. Our beloved JP2, really the first one to suffer with this issue. It occurred to me to take my medicine, not by the spoonful, but just a little at a time, because it was expensive. She didn't want to waste things, no? Instantly, I heard a voice, my daughter, I do not like such conduct. Accept with gratitude everything I give you through the superiors. And in this way, you will please me more. Not just to save a few cents. Little by little. Enjoy taking spoonful. When Sister Dominic died at about 1 o'clock in the night, she came to me and gave me to know that she was dead. I prayed fervently for her. In the morning, the sisters told me that she was no longer alive, and I replied that I knew because she had visited me. The sister, infirmarian Sister Chrysostom, asked me to help dress her. And then when I was alone with her, the Lord gave me to know that she was still suffering in purgatory. I redoubled my prayer for her. However, despite the zeal with which I always pray for our deceased sisters, I got mixed up as regards the days. And instead of offering 3 days of prayer, as the rule directs us to do, by mistake, I offered only 2 days. On the fourth day, she gave me to know that I still owed her prayers and that she was in need of them. I immediately formed the intention of offering the whole day for her. And not just that day, but much more, as love of neighbor dictated to me. So, supposed to pray for 3 days and she just forgot about 2 days. So the sister in purgatory asked her, come on, pay me more, one more day. So she did more. Because Sister Dominic, after death, gave the appearance of looking so well, some sisters said that perhaps she was only in a coma. And one of the sisters suggested to me that we ought to go and put a mirror to her mouth to see if she would miss, because she would, if she were alive. I said, all right. And we did as we said. But the mirror did not miss, although it seems to us as if it had. Nevertheless, the Lord gave me to know how much this had displeased him. And I was severely admonished, left to act again against my inner convictions. I humbled myself profoundly before the Lord and ask his pardon. She knew that she died. She died. She's dead. And the sister didn't believe. She looks so good. I say certain priests, he is probably Father Sopoko, whom God loves greatly, but whom Satan hates terribly because he is leading many souls to a high degree of sanity and has regard only for God's glory. But I keep asking God that his patience with those who constantly oppose him may not run out. Where Satan himself can do no harm, he uses people. November 19th, after communion today, Jesus told me how much he desires to come to human hearts. I desire to unite myself with human souls. My great delight is to unite myself with souls. No, my sister, that when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. So Jesus is always ready to give out whatever she has. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Especially when you're doing your job as a little Mary or doing other things. After Holy Communion, you go to your post and doing whatever, and you forgot about Jesus. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. The word of Jesus. If you know connection at all, when we receive him, we don't care. Of course, we think that we keep Jesus there. There's no love there. That's what Jesus said. I answered Jesus, O treasure of my heart, the only object of my love and entire delight of my soul, I want to adore you in my heart as you are adored on the throne of your eternal glory. My love wants to make up to you, at least in part, for the coldness of so great a number of souls. Jesus, behold my heart, which is for you a dwelling place to which no one else has entry. You alone repose in it as in a beautiful garden. Oh my Jesus, farewell. I must go already to take up my task, but I will prove my love for you with sacrifice. Neither neglecting, nor testing, or letting any chance for practicing its divine. When I left the chapel, Mother Superior Aileen said to me, you will not go to the catechetical lecture, sister, but will remain on duty. Very well, Jesus, I thus said. Throughout the day, very many opportunities for sacrifice, omitted none, owing to the strength of spirit. I drew from Holy Communion. So no matter what we are doing, just remember you received Holy Communion. If not today, even if it is Tuesday or Wednesday, still you have Jesus in you on Sunday, no? Keep Jesus there. Not because far, far away. Jesus is very close. We forgot of him. There are times in life when a soul is in such a state that it does not seem to understand human speech. Everything tides it, and nothing but ardent prayer will put it at ease. In fervent prayer, the soul finds relief, and even if it wanted explanation from creatures, these would only make it more restless. So at times you want to seek solution of things. Only prayer can give you the solution. During one time of prayer, I learned how pleasing to God was the soul of Father Andres. He is a true child of God. It is rare that divine sonship shines forth so clearly in a soul, and this because he has a special devotion to the Mother of God. Spoke love for the Blessed Sacrament and love for our Heavenly Mother. It's very important. Oh my Jesus, although I have very much strong impulsions, I am to act on them slowly, and this only in order not to spoil your work with my haste. Oh my Jesus, you give me to know your mysteries, and you want me to transmit them to other souls. Soon, now it will be possible for me to act. At the moment of apparent absolute destruction, my mission, now no longer hindered by anything, will begin. Such is the will of God in this, and it will not change. Although many persons will oppose it, nothing will change God's will. I see Father Sopoko, how his mind is busily occupied and working in God's cause in order to present the wishes of God to the officials of the church. As a result of his efforts, a new light will shine in the church of God for the consolation of souls. Although for the present, his soul is filled with bitterness, as though that were to be the reward of his efforts in the cause of the Lord. This will not, however, be the case. I see his joy, which nothing will diminish. God will grant him some of his joy already here on earth. I've never before come upon such great faithfulness to God as distinguishes this soul. During supper in the refectory today, I felt God's grace, I felt God's gaze in the depths of my soul. Such a vivid presence pervaded my soul. Therefore, a while, I had no idea where I was. The sweet presence of God kept filling my soul, and at times I could not understand what the sisters were saying to me in ecstasy. People is eating, and she's already in high heaven. All the good that is in me is due to Holy Communion. I owe everything to it. I feel that this holy fire has transformed me completely. Oh, how happy I am to be a dwelling place of you, O Lord. My heart is a temple in which you dwell continually. So please, make yourself a temple that Jesus can stay forever and ever. Keep him always as a living tabernacle. Wherever you go, keep him. If 2 candles by the side. It's amazing. That's the joy comes from. That's where the wisdom comes from. Jesus, delight of my soul, bread of angels, my whole being is plunged in you, and live your divine life as do the elect in heaven. And the reality of this life will not cease, though I be led in the grave. Jesus Eucharist, immortal God, who dwell in my heart without cease. When I possess you, death itself can do me no harm. Love tells me that I will see you at life's end. Permeated by your divine life, I gaze with assurance at the heavens thronged open for me, and death will shamefacedly go away, empty-handed, for your divine life is contained within my soul. And ordained by your holy will, O Lord, death is to touch my body. I want this dissolution to come as quickly as possible, for through it, I am entering eternal life. Jesus Eucharist, life of my soul, you have raised me up to eternal peace. And this, by your agony and death, these terrible tortures. So Jesus, on the one hand, is really giving all so much life, and still Jesus is suffering. Even today, in a certain sense, because the sin of the modern man keep Jesus in pain. So we have to share his pain at times with Jesus. Now it happened, you know. Some souls really share the death, share the pain of Jesus, even on earth today. By the way, yesterday I called the person who had the what you call stigmata, the five wounds. The woman, she was in Canada, but now she's having holidays in United States. I called her, and she's preparing already for the coming Lent, because during the whole period of Lent, she suffered. And on Good Friday, she will have the blood come out. And she's preparing. And every night, she's praying for souls in need. Every day. From 11 o'clock, she get up, pray in her chapel, until 4, until 6 or 7. And she went to bed for 1 hour, just rest, and go to Mass. Every day. So, she's with Kim So. Even today, there is some such person. You see, they suffer, share the suffering of Jesus, the suffering of mankind. They offer. I ask her, are you going to pray for us? Sure, of course. So you are in her prayer also. Although you don't know her. But I have got her picture. If you have time, I can show you. I think she's younger than you people. She's 40-something. Very young. At age of 30, she already had this. She's a Jew from the United States, as an orphan. And she was brought up in Canada. And then she studied medicine, not medicine, a nursing home. Then in Canada, she became a Catholic, a convert. But she felt not enough knowledge of Jesus. She asked, how can she be more, you know, close to Jesus? And because of this intention, the evil spirit attacked her very, very often. So the priest allowed her to stay in the church, because at night, the evil spirit making up her bed, no, moving her bed. And during work, the spirit even, you know, push her to the floor, to the wall. She was hurt, broken, you know, seriously. Even on the street, she's pulled her out. Everything can happen. So she was, and then in the chapel, she started to pray really hard, rest, but also prayer. And started from then, Jesus appeared to her in the church before the Blessed Sacrament. And then gradually, Jesus asked her to share part of his suffering. So by that time, every year, during Lent time, she began to suffer. And then the Good Friday, she shared the pain. I'm fortunate, but the year 2002 maybe, that year, a special year, every first Friday, she got this stigmata. So we have a chance from Toronto, drove more than an hour. She lived there. By the time she lived near the fall, Niagara Fall, the area, and we went to see her. And that's the time when I greet her to shake hands with her. She still had the stigma that there. After finishing the blood coming out, only from 12 to 3 o'clock, the blood's coming out, dripping. Not coming out, not a light of blood. Yeah, did little bit coming out. So underneath is all the cloths to soak the blood. And I greet her. Then when I see this hole, I feel myself what? Like St. Thomas. Thomas, oh Jesus, really? You know, he's how weak. And this Jesus know that my faith is so weak, shallow as a sheet of paper. So now you see, you shake the hand, you know, this Jesus, come and touch me. And I have the chance to touch. So weak, we are so human. So that's why we have to believe all his We are so weak. Can't be. We say we believe. But really, that time I say, my goodness, I'm glad that I'm like Thomas, of the chance to meet Jesus in this person. So she said she prayed for us. She asked me, are you coming to Canada? She's not meeting many people, but if I go, she'll have the chance to meet her. So I said, I don't know. We pray for her. I don't know when. I love to, but anyway, continue. Whatever God sends me, I accept with complete submission to His holy will. Wherever He puts me, I will try faithfully to do His holy will, as well as His wishes, to the extent of my power to do so. Even if the will of God were to be as hard and difficult for me as was the will of the Heavenly Father for His Son. And he prayed in the Garden of Olives, Father, leave me this cup. No, you see, sometimes you have to share the cup of His Son. It doesn't mean God doesn't love us. He loves so much that you can share. It's a grace to share together with Jesus. Of course, you have the pure heart. No. I have come to see that if the will of God, if the will of the Heavenly Father was fulfilled in this way, in His well-beloved Son, it will be fulfilled in us in exactly the same way, by suffering, persecution, abuse, disgrace. It is through all this that my soul becomes like unto Jesus. And the greater the sufferings, the more Jesus I see that I am becoming like Jesus. So the more suffering in you, the more you are Christ-like. Don't just ask why, you. And you have to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, you chose me. That's important. This is the surest way. If some other way were better, Jesus would have sung it to me. Sufferings in no way take away my peace. On the other hand, although I enjoy profound peace, the peace does not lessen my experience of suffering. Although my face is often bowed to the ground and my tears flow profusely, at the same time, my soul is filled with profound peace and happiness. That's important, to experience this peace. On one hand, you have so much suffering,